It began with Oral Roberts' plea for $8 million at the end of last March, or as he told his viewers, God would call him home.
We have 3 months. I'm asking you to help extend my life.
Roberts got the $8 million, but has just canceled the scholarship program it was supposed to finance. About the same time, the press revealed Jim Baker's affair with Jessica Hahn, hush money and all. Baker promptly resigned from the PTL ministry, turning it over to evangelist Jerry Falwell. But reports of the Baker's huge expenditures and sniping among the preachers kept the issue alive for months. Some called it soap opera, but it was not uplifting.
I see the greed. I see the self-centeredness. I see the avarice that brought them down.
They were going to use, yes, this material to blackmail us.
I don't appreciate preachers that get mixed up in adultery and every other type of sin that one can imagine, and then blaming Jimmy Swaggart for it.
And then last weekend, Jimmy Swaggart confessed sexual sins of his own.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
And with us this morning to assess the religious and political impact of the latest crisis in the television pulpit is nationally syndicated columnist Cal Thomas, who once worked for Jerry Falwell. And good morning.
Morning to you, Jane.
And also here, Jeffrey Haddon, sociology professor at the University of Virginia, whose timely book, Televangelism, Power and Politics, will be published in April. And good morning,
good morning
to both
Jane.
Of you. A question that would sound cynical if I didn't know the answer that both of you would have for it. Not why, but who's next?
Well, it requires some clairvoyance and some judgment to say who's next. I wouldn't want to speculate. There are many rumors going around, but I think what we have is a major personality default, a major spiritual default here that needs to be put in proper perspective.
Can I stop you just a moment? You mean that there are a lot of rumors circulating around as yet unidentified evangelists, rumors that you have reason to believe are founded?
I think some of them are, yes.
Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
One, more than one?
At least one.
Prominent, nationally known?
Not quite as prominent as Swaggart, who was the king of honky-tonk heaven, as they say.
What is happening? Does the ministry somehow breed a man who courts temptation?
I think, Jane, we have to look back into the mid-19th century to see the origins of all of this, believe it or not. When we had urban revivalism, we had the creation of a parachurch, which was not affiliated with any denomination, so that these ministries grew up independent of any denomination. So they are really overgrown mom and pop family operations with no oversight, no
self-styled Christianity.
Well, there's that element too, but as autonomous organizations, they are accountable to no one but themselves. Their boards are largely constructed of their family members, and they believe they're doing the Lord's work, and they're accountable to God.
But that doesn't explain why 1987, if you include the first couple months of 1988, saw so many of them revealed to be men who have feet of clay.
Well, I think what you have here is a fear on the part of government, and even a fear on the part of people who surrounded many of the better-known ministers to hold them accountable. For example, there have been numerous stories that the Internal Revenue Service and the FCC had much of the information about the Bakers and some of their misspent funds very far in advance of the breaking of the scandal. But because of the enormous support that many of the television evangelists and other conservative Christians gave to the Reagan administration, they did not act on it. I think that's a problem for the government as well as for some of the evangelists.
In a spiritual sense, is money here the root of the evil?
Well, I think the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself. This is nothing new in the sense that Christ had his problems. He had one follower who turned him in, one who denied him three times, and a couple of others who argued about where they were going to sit with him in the kingdom of heaven. This is a human fault. The scriptures say all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and there are many good people, even many who are using television and using it uprightly. So I don't think that we should stereotype all of them because a few have fallen.
Is evangelist a dirty word?
Well, certainly Pat Robertson thinks televangelist is a dirty word. You can understand why he has worked to duck away from that label.
I don't think it's a dirty word. Actually, I think that much of the message, in fact, most of the message is good. It's just some of the messengers are flawed.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.